بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت، حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها says كان خلق نبي الله القرآن صلى الله عليه وسلم. That the akhlaq, the character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Qur'an Sharif. In other words, the teachings of the Qur'an Sharif were in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made such an effort on the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that their lives also were that of the Qur'an Sharif. And this means that like Allah Ta'ala says in the Qur'an Sharif, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. O Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only that you possess, but whoever wants good akhlaq character, they will have to come to you. In other words, we have given you the sole agency of good character and akhlaq. And whoever wants good character and akhlaq will have to come to the doorstep of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is in every aspect of life that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the most perfect character. As far as being a slave of Allah Ta'ala, as being the banda of Allah, there was nobody else who had that humility which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. As far as being a believer, nobody have that iman which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. As far as being a Rasul, he is the master of all the Rasuls. He is the master of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. As far as ibadat is concerned, we see how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exerted himself in tahajjud until his legs even got swollen up. When he would keep rozas, he would keep continuous rozas, and it looked like he will never now stop keeping rozas. In every aspect, as a father, there wouldn't be a better father than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a husband, there couldn't be a better husband as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with the best of character in everything. And later in Madinatul Munawwara, when he was the statesman for the Muslims, and he was the leader of the Muslims, never ever has the world produced such a leader in the world again. When he conquered Makkah Sharif without a single drop of blood being shed, and from his worst enemies who had caused him so much of difficulty and harm, there is nobody a conqueror in the world like that of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Quran also declares that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the greatest of character. And anyone who wants this character, good character, will have to go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you but as an embodiment of mercy to the entire universe, not only to the human beings, not only to the jinnat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught the respect and honor of even an ant, of even animals, to look after them, don't ill-treat them, of each and everything, don't pollute the water, don't pollute the air. Everything Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. So Allah has sent a perfect model. On the other side of the coin, it is for us to follow in the noble footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Islam spread by the character of the Sahaba as they reached in the various parts of the world. This is just all propaganda that Islam was spread by the sword. Otherwise, it was spread with good character. So if we also imbibe this good character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we become husbands, at least one foot like that, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. We become children to our parents as the children of Nabi Kareem, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a child, and what his respects he had shown, and what akhlaq he had shown. As a trader, business which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, if we have one bit of that characteristics in us, Islam will spread once more in the world. Whether it is our association with Muslims or with non-Muslims, but if we have the character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his akhlaq, Islam will spread in the world again. So we should try and exert ourselves to find out what was the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then to bring that within us. If we will do that, inshaAllah, our lives in this world will be of Jannah, and we will make the lives of our family people also the lives of Jannah. Otherwise, with our bad character today, we have made our homes like Jahannam. The fighting that carries on, the arguing that carries on all the time, and in our society and community also. And Allah has given us a perfect model, not only to put a frame of Muhammad in our house, but to bring that characteristics and akhlaq into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq.